Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to do a rundown of some random finance and non-finance related topics from the last several months. See how this ends up. First thing I want to mention is don't talk politics, your Plan Vision advisor. I don't want to hear it, okay? And there are some people who are just so pompous about their viewpoints. They just assume that you agree with them. It's so arrogant. It's really quite appalling. They say things in such a way that, well, everyone else is an idiot unless they believe what I think. By the way, it's your call on this, but there's no way I would recommend that you make decisions about the markets based upon your political philosophy. It's up to you, but we don't make these recommendations. I wouldn't recommend that you do that as well. So good luck with that. My family took a trip to Eastern Tennessee, kind of late fallish. We went to Dollywood, and man, is it beautiful in that. We had fantastic weather, but the Smoky Mountains, that part of Tennessee, are just absolutely gorgeous. I continue to come across people over and over again with great plans, plenty of money, and they have such difficulty learning how to spend it. I hope they open up a bit. Of course, the other way around, it's far worse, not enough money and can't stop spending. Interesting thought from one of our advisors. If you can realize you have a good plan and just stick with it and stop trying to make it perfect, then you're in a great place. And that good plan might actually be a very good plan. I thought that was a cool way to think about it, and I agree with that. I'd be really careful about making decisions, and I've heard this from clients, about information you receive from customer service folks, really in many different types of companies, but in financial services firms as well. Sometimes they're just wrong. Got to be careful with this. I've seen this before. And it's disappointing. What are you supposed to do, right? You make the phone call, you ask the question, you would assume somebody knows. But it can be very frustrating. I've seen it with clients in the financial services area from time to time. So just, I guess, you know, maybe you got to call again, see if you get the same answer. And people, you know, if that's happened to you, right? You call once, you speak with one person, you call again, you get a different advice. Another observation, can we stop it with the market at all times highs? It's frothy, high valuations. If you have a fine plan, which I hope you do, just keep investing. The markets are going to be at all time highs many times. It's fine to keep doing this. If you need to sell a holding and the value is lower than what it was at some point, but you want to sell, then just sell. Stop waiting for a better time. You don't know when that better time is going to be, and it could be years. You're not always going to invest at lows, and you can't always sell at highs. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen. I have created Plan Vision, and I run the business. And, you know, it can be very satisfying and very rewarding. But sometimes just having a job without the responsibility of this stuff seems like a better way. So maybe some business owners can relate to that. I admire people that can show up and get through their work with clients and colleagues, whomever they're dealing with, when they're struggling personally, they have some issues in their life, when they're down, personal relationships are hard, and it's just tough to sometimes go to work and handle your interactions professionally. It can be hard to set those aside, still perform, when you just don't feel well, when your morale is really low. Some people are much better at this than others. For me, it's hard. It's been hard over the years, but I've gone through it, but just it's fatiguing. So we moved from Minnesota to North Carolina a few years back. And I like it here a lot. But after this January, I'm concerned we did not move far enough south. It's just too cold here. Now, here's some advice. When it comes to your finances, just get the important things right. If you do that, you're going to be fine. You're going to be in great shape, actually. It probably represents, I don't know, 95% of what you need to do. I'm just throwing a number out there. Could be 88%, but I think it's about 95% of what you do. You can blow the rest of the stuff. You get the important things right. You got a great plan, or even just a very good plan, as I said a moment ago. And you know, it really doesn't matter at all, particularly for these expats, small brokerage fees. They just don't. For people getting going with their investments, please don't worry about stuff like this. Just start investing and develop a consistency and a rhythm. I always try to do my, I know I can't always pull this off, but I always try to do my best to be respectful of how I interact with representatives of other businesses. And I don't care if they're small firms or if they're large international corporations. And I mention this because there are people who are crazy rude and conduct themselves as if they could care less. They're perfectly fine taking advantage of businesses. I know some of you listening, hopefully you're not those people, but we've had them. Man, our client base is fantastic, but 1 out of 1,000 folks, and they, of course, you remember them, right? And I know some of you listening have had to deal with this too in your line of work. All right, some random thoughts in the last few months. I could have had a lot more, just they slip away. It's enough for now. We'll see how the next few weeks are going. And we have a week off coming up soon. We're going to go to the Dominican Republic for 6 days. So hopefully I can come back energized and ready to work.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.